I have to say that I love Dell's encouraging words. He is a blessing to my life. Lord God, please bless all of our loved ones, wherever they may be. Shabbat Shalom. Today we're hearing from the book of Genesis, chapters 23, 24, and part of 25. This portion called Kaye Sarah, and it means life of Sarah. Ironically, it begins with Sarah's death. Sarah lived to the fine old age of 127. 127 years old is a lot different than it is now. I have a grandma that's 104, who is 104. Although she was blessed with such a long life, she's also burdened with losing her ability to walk, hear, to see, or to even feed or dress herself. For Sarah, it was a little different. She was so beautiful that into her 80s, that King Abimelech of Gerar wanted her for his harem. She was always a godly woman, even to the point of Peter saying, "That's the kind of woman that a Christian life should be." She didn't know she would give birth to a nation, especially when she was childless into her 90s. She stayed faithful and true to God, giving birth to Isaac when she was 95. Wow. I thought Sue and I were too old to be parents. We were spring chickens compared to Abraham and Sarah. Never doubt that God has a plan for you. Sue and I got together when I was 39 years old. She, of course, was quite a bit younger than me. We had four children. We had two boys and two girls. After a short while together, we discussed having a baby to add to our family. And that wacky idea went away on a day that I took all four of the children grocery shopping with me by myself. We were in the store where Sue and I both worked. And despite my threats, pleading, and offers of bribery, my four sweet children turned into four short but loud monsters. They were terrorizing both me and my store. That evening, when Sue got home from work, the house was a mess and dinner was burning on the stove. Two of our children were laughing their heads off and two were crying. I should say three, because I was crying along with them. She came in and she got everything calmed down, quiet, and returned to as normal as we get. When the kids were in bed, I told her that I didn't think I could do the new baby thing. And we put that thought to rest, or so we thought. 25 years later, we were blessed with Justin, so don't try to outguess Adonai. His plans take precedence over ours. So imagine how Sarah felt. She must have said, "Hey, are you kidding me? I'm 95 years old. This can't be happening." But she also must have felt mightily blessed. After all, she'd been longing for a child of her own for many decades. She gave birth to Isaac, who went on to be the father, the grandfather, great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather, great-great-great, and so on to millions of people. So many that God himself declared their numbers matched only by those of the stars in the sky, figuratively speaking. Abraham came to mourn and to weep for his wife. You know, this is the first mention of weeping or tears in the Bible. It's interesting that there's no record of tears at the fall of man, nor during the flood or when the people were scattered out at Babel. The Holy Spirit waits to record weeping until the time a giant of a spiritual man was separated from a godly woman. Tears are unique. Under a microscope, you can see that the saline crystals in a tear are shaped in the form of a cross. It's as though the Lord would say, "I understand your pain. I know. I wept too." That is from John 11:35. The whole scripture was Jesus wept. In Sunday school a while back, we used to give prizes to the children who memorized a verse from the Bible. Once they found out about John 11:35, They all earned an easy treat. But they all remembered, and probably to this day, that Jesus cried too. In Genesis 24, we see that Abraham was old and stricken with age. It's funny, but when we're in our 20s and teens, we're blessed. When we're in our 30s, we're blessed. In our 40s, our 50s, we're blessed. But when we're old, we're stricken with age. But we are also blessed, because in heaven, in God's house, it's not like it is here. In that same verse, it says, "And the Lord had blessed Abraham in many things. He was rich, and he was happy. But he lacked something. He needed to make sure that his son Isaac was blessed with a good wife before Abraham went to live with the Lord. So he brought in one of his servants, and he told him to put his hand under Abraham's thigh." Sounds a little weird, doesn't it? But he was simply saying, "What I have to say to you is very important. I want you to pay attention to my words. Now look into my eyes and listen up." In other words, to Shema, listen with the intent to obey. God sent his servant on a mission to find a good wife for Isaac. So he went to Mesopotamia and found the town well. Well, why in the world did he go to the well? Well, that just happened to be the best place in town to meet women. They all came down in the evening to get water for their households. God also gave the servant a hint of how to know which one was the right choice to be Isaac's wife. God told him to ask for a drink, and the one who offers to water his camels as well was to be the one. This task was not an easy one. 10 thirsty camels can drink about 140 gallons of water. That means lifting a 2-gallon bucket 70 times full of water. And that much in a 2-gallon bucket is very heavy if you've ever lifted it. The Bible tells us that Rebecca was beautiful, she was a virgin, she was a good worker, and she was kind. She will make a perfect wife for Isaac. When you see a man or a woman going out of their way to minister to others, you have found someone very special. Rebecca was very special. Many men in the Bible found their brides near a well. Remember, Moses found his wife by a well too. And Isaiah 12:3 says, "Therefore, with joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. Where shall we go to seek our bridegroom?" We need to go to the well of salvation. We need to go to Yeshua. Father in heaven, we have so much to learn from you. Please open our minds as we read your word that we may know what your wishes are for our lives. Please open our hearts to fully receive you alone as our Savior and our bridegroom. You have blessed this day, and we thank you for that. Amen. Shabbat shalom.